You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Well, welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I am thrilled to introduce you to Kyle, who is the Director of Marketing and E-Commerce at The Very Good Food Company. Not to be confused with Ron Swanson's Very Good Builder Company. This is a plant-based food company on a mission to get millions to rethink their food choices by making plant-based eating as approachable, nutritious, and delicious as possible. In his current role, Kyle is responsible for building the Very Good Butchers and Very Good Cheese Co. brands and driving e-commerce growth across the Very Good brands. Previously, he led marketing for a variety of brands at Unilever and Earth's Own Food Company. Kyle, thank you for being here.
Great to be here. Nice to meet you.
So you yourself, are you, to work for such a company, are you lactose intolerant or of the vegan variety yourself in the eating world?
Yeah, our company is, our company's goal is really to make plant-based eating accessible to everyone. So being fully plant-based isn't a requirement for employment, and I eat tons of plants. I'm pretty conscious about what I eat, and definitely eat lots of the butcher's products.
It's amazing. Okay, so help me understand, like, from a branding perspective, like, overall, the term like vegetarian food or vegan, it seems to be the term plant-based is the new term that people are using. Is that a recent trend, or is that just something that people have all decided to start using?
Yeah, there are so many different names for various types of diets, and I think you see a lot of brands using the term plant-based because it's inclusive and it doesn't make you think about any previous experiences that you might have had, or any sort of misconceptions about what plant-based foods can be. So I think over the last 3 to 5 years, I've seen a big shift in terms of brands using that term. Vegan still absolutely relevant, and it goes beyond food and into a whole lifestyle.
Yeah, I remember the day you could go through A&W and there was the option. You could have a plant-based teen burger, right? And it was kind of like, I felt like that for me was the first time I saw it in the mainstream. I was like, is that A&W? Because normally you'd go to like a cool restaurant or a great restaurant that had it as an option, right? And it would be nice and you'd feel really healthy afterwards. You had this nice burger that it fell apart a lot though, and the bun was usually not as good, but it was like, oh, I feel good. I did something good for myself. But having it at A&W was delicious and, you know, I assume nutritious.
Yeah, I think it's starting to show up absolutely everywhere, from every restaurant, every store, and the options are just getting better and better. And that's a big part of what we're trying to do through the products that we're offering and selling them through various different channels, right? And doing it in a kind of a different way. We'll get to more of that later, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it is great to see tasty plant-based foods showing up in more and more places.
Yeah. So I am just down the road from our grocer Lee's Market. It's amazing here in Fort Langley. And one thing I noticed about your products is that some of them are they look like and smell like and taste like the mainstream alternative meat version. Like you have a rib, like you have a roast, a little roast beast even one, right? Or like, what do you call that though? It's not roast beast. It is... What's the funky name?
We have a roast beast, but the one you're probably familiar with is the stuffed beast.
Okay.
So we sell lots of stuffed beasts around the various holiday seasons.
But there's no beasts involved in the making of said roast beast.
No. There are no beasts, just that beast that we create all from plants.
That's incredible. And tell me about, are you finding the products that look like the kind of the meat alternative, do those sell better, or is it just more, do you have a favorite product that customers love and that you're selling a ton of because people feel comfortable with, or it's kind of their first foray into the plant-based diet?
We sell a variety of wide variety. That's part of what makes the Very Good Butchers brand unique, is it's butcher shop quality meats and a very wide assortment of those meats. So We try to basically offer everything that you'd be able to find in butcher shop. And some of our top selling products are the Very Good Burger, some of the products we've had for a long time. But some of the newer products are really picking up. The Butcher Select line that we launched late last year has quickly moved up the ranks in terms of being top sellers. And I would say personally, the Cajun sausage from that line is probably my absolute fave at the moment. And it might be unseated by some things we have coming down the pipe later this year, but talk more about that later.
That's awesome. So for you, like working for this company and just kind of the choices you make kind of, you know, three times a day or maybe more often, right, of the foods that you eat, how has it affected how you live or how you feel and kind of the way you kind of go about your decision-making each time it goes down to fill your belly?
I would say that it's just broadened my perspective on the way that I eat and some of the foods that I eat, because I'm lucky enough that I get to work with some of the chefs that we have in the business and see how they cook food, how they will incorporate some of our products in really creative ways. We have a taco stuffer, and we use that taco stuffer in so many ways at every meal of the day, which you wouldn't normally think about. And so I feel pretty lucky for having that kind of a perspective, and it's just kind of broadening it.
That is awesome. Now, I want to talk about Canada, and you're selling your product right across the country. Tell me about two things. One was just, you know, the growing demand of plant-based food, and maybe what you saw even during kind of this, when people are spending more time at home period of life that we've been in.
Definitely. So yeah, we sell our products all across North America and even into the UK. But in Canada right now, definitely seeing increases in sales and growth all across the country. And the pandemic has definitely had an impact on the plant-based food industry and on us as a brand. In the early days of the pandemic, we all started to think a little bit differently about our food. And I don't know if you remember, but the early days when shelves were bare, it prompted a lot of us to take another look at what the options were. Things like animal-based meat were selling out, and that prompted people to try some new things. Some of those habits stuck, and that's changed some eating habits. And then the other thing is people just are at home more often, have more time to cook at home. So they are cooking at home, they're experimenting more, and they're thinking about health. It's not necessarily COVID related or trying to avoid COVID. It's just a general consciousness about health that seems to have increased through the pandemic that is definitely translating out into eating habits.
And when we look at like home gyms and, you know, Peloton and all the different kind of things that people are getting into and, you know, self-care and, you know, meditation and, you know, stress relief at home. Tell me about why is the plant-based diet, why making that choice is actually part of that? You know, how does that help? Like if you eat more plant-based or replace meats with plant-based, this is what it can do for your body or your mind.
Yeah, I think I can tell you, not being a medical professional, I can tell you a little bit about what I've heard from people. When we talk about people who are eating more plant-based, things like feel lighter. You just feel lighter, feel maybe a little bit more alert, more energetic. There's a different feeling after the meal as your body processes it, and it's easier for your body to process. And then I would say there's so much research out there about the long-term health benefits. And the everything from heart health to various diseases that a plant-based diet can help people to avoid.
It's awesome. So okay, so for a first timer who's like, man, I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna maybe try to replace one meal a week with plant-based protein. Where's a good starter when it comes to the Very Good Butchers? Where should they kind of first step in? Yeah, dip their toe in.
Yeah, I think it really depends on what you eat on a regular basis. Mm. If you're someone who is eating burgers are a great place to start because that's such a simple and easy swap. And that's one of the reasons why plant-based meat sector really started with burgers. And it's expanding now. And so part of what we're trying to do is make that switch and make that swap easier, because the easiest way to do it is to take something you're making today and swap it. So, you know, you're making pasta, put in plant-based meat into that pasta instead. Whatever that current the current dish is, the things that you love, try switching it out. I think that's a great place to start.
So you have a ground beef alternative.
Yeah, exactly. So that's something that we just announced that we're launching one actually very soon.
Okay.
A ground beef and a ground pork alternative.
Okay. So it doesn't exist yet in the grocery stores as of today, but it is coming.
Doesn't as of today. Okay. It's going to be coming later this spring from us. So those are a cut above beef, a cut above pork.
Okay.
Is what they're going to be called. Yeah. And switching those out in your bolognese sauce would be a really easy way to make that swap.
Exciting. And for you, from like the marketing side, what are you more, is it marketing now? Like, you know, there's B2B marketing, there's B2C. Are you like marketing to your, marketing to the choir? Yeah, I don't know what terms you use, but do you market to the choir? And then do you try to convert those as well? Do you have different forms of marketing internally that you kind of monitor and measure?
Yeah, we definitely have a variety of different people with different eating habits that love our products. Yeah. So we have people who are fully plant-based and obviously are looking for options. Yeah. And I think a lot of those people are probably aware of the Very Good Butchers brand. And
it's a pretty cool brand.
We're really thankful for having a super supportive following in that community. And really the whole growth of the plant-based foods industry and plant-based meat is going to come as we bring more people who are either curious about incorporating more plants into their diet or are already doing that and do it more frequently. So a lot of the marketing for us and for, I think, a lot of brands is really focused on bringing people along that journey. And it's a journey. It's not black and white. It's something that that happens over time, happens meal by meal, choice by choice. And so our focus is really on making that an easy thing to do and making it an enjoyable and fun thing to do. So that's why the way we approach it and the way that our founders approached starting this brand was with a bricks and mortar location. That's why we have a butcher shop, because that's a place where you can experience this brand in real life. And having that as the starting point is one touch point. And then we reach out to people through our direct to consumer business. That's another unique touch point that in the plant-based meat sector is a huge brand awareness driver for us and trial driver for us. And now we're scaling our availability into retail and wholesale locations. And it gives us a huge tailwind as we head into those locations, because people are aware of us, they've tried us, or they've heard about people who have tried us, which is great for turning a shelf.
And when you talk about trials, like how do you get someone to try?
I think it depends on where you are. So getting them to try it when you're somewhere, if we have our food truck, people are curious. I think the brand's name and the branding itself and this idea of plant-based butchery makes people curious. So it's not really hard to get them to try. When the food truck's out front of a brewery, they kind of gravitate toward it and come and check it out. And then in a grocery store environment, it's about the same things that in every category that I've had the chance to work on, you want to focus on, which is grabbing attention from a distance, getting some consideration through some of the messaging that's there on shelf, and explaining what makes your product different, and having something that really looks premium. So that's definitely our goal, is to show up as the butcher shop quality, super premium plant-based meat. And that's the position that we have in the market. And I think that makes people kind of curious to try.
It's amazing. So I found it so fascinating to see ribs, like plant-based ribs. So cool.
Yeah, it's a unique thing, right? Plant-based ribs are just not something that you traditionally think of as having a plant-based alternative, but a boneless rib, that would be attractive if that was even with a plant-based overlay on it. So having these boneless ribs that you can just chop up and grab, and you don't have to, you don't have the bone, yeah. The bone there.
It was like the McRib. It reminded me of back in the day, if you remember those days.
I'd say an elevated McRib, yeah. But yeah.
But as far as exactly. Shape and but mm-hmm. Everyone loves the McRib.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Maybe
exactly.
We'll see, because the McRib hasn't been here for a while. Maybe we'll see a very good butcher McDonald's collab.
Maybe. I mean, I think ribs are a great. A great product, and it's the kind of thing that I think a lot of people are going to be interested in as we scale that one up.
So, speaking of collabs, have you had any collabs that you're really excited about, or that you've got coming up that you saw some great partnerships with another brand?
Yeah, as a brand, we've been fortunate to partner on social with lots of plant-based brands and have some great support from some retailers in the natural food space. We also have a partnership ongoing with Copper Branch, a plant-based restaurant chain, and in terms of having products available in their locations. Additional collabs, of course, we're definitely looking at. That's something that will be part of the future, I would say, okay. for the Food Co. and be a great way to get some more touch points on top of those ones that I just talked about.
Yeah. All right, McDonald's, I know you're listening. So Kyle is here. Your DMs are open, Kyle?
Oh, our DMs are always open. Absolutely.
They're always open. And okay, and someone who's lactose intolerant, I will say this. So the cheese, you have a cheese company as well.
We do.
Which is amazing, because I there's these pills I can take called lactate pills, and they work, right? And that's they're not the cure for it, but it's like, but to know, and because back in the day when it was, I first was feeling the effects of being lactose intolerant, the cheese was not very good. It didn't taste good. It was weird. It smelled weird. It looked weird. And people would always be like, oh, sorry, I used this cheese. And because they'd always apologize when it came out, because it always looked and smelled weird. But the cheese you've created is incredible.
Yeah. So the cheese came into the Very Good Food Co. family last year. We acquired a company called the Cultured Nut and rebranded the products as the Very Good Cheese Co. So linking them up with the butchers. And they're great products. They're a cultured cashew-based cheese, and we have a range of flavors from a cheddar flavor through to dill. So there's a nice range of flavors there. They're great for a charcuterie board.
Yes,
and they're also killer in a sauce. So yeah. there's lots of room for that product line to grow. Lots of different ways that people can use it.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about the potential for that one.
I have I had a cashew-based ice cream that I really love. It's incredible. Like the fact that there are so many options for those that don't do well with dairy is pretty incredible these days.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust. So I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So you've probably been a little bit on the leading edge of trying all the different things that are available and have been over the years and in the dairy free space.
Yes, lots in the dairy free, and then I've I love to visit Choices Markets. It's one of the best nice. Grocery stores out there. It's incredible. Like, you know, they've got nutritionists on staff. Like, the options they have is amazing. So it's I always love seeing what new stuff is out there and the way that one's body can react when you fill it with good things.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I guess having the having that intolerance probably just sort of got you more engaged in food and curious about food.
Yeah.
What's some of the stuff that you've tried lately that you're loving?
You know what I did? Actually, I did this. I had a friend of mine, Charles, said to me one day, he said, you know what, Darian, I don't understand this faith that you have and that you would believe in this faith, but eat animals. Why would you do that? So I said, all right, I'm gonna try not eating animals for a period of time. So I took this 40 days and only ate plant-based food. And it was amazing. And you know what? And then we ended up on a trip, him and I, in New York, and he took me to all these restaurants that were plant-based restaurants, but it was like food-looking things, like meat, you know, animal meat things, but it was actually plant-based. It was so cool. And I discovered all these amazing foods. So I actually, I try to, like, when I can, once a week, if not more, try to have a plant-based, you know, protein in my meal, and I love it. So it's, you feel good after.
Nice. Well, you have to let us know next time that you're out in Victoria. Drop by the shop.
Is that where the butcher shop is?
Or the one in Vancouver that's opening up later this year. We do have a location in Vancouver that I know was close to you.
Okay.
That's going to be opening up later this year. That'll be a butcher shop restaurant combo.
That's amazing. So, because you hear about brands like Indochino, for example, or Clearly Contacts right now, Clearly. They were purely e-commerce, and that's when they launched. But then eventually they realized, hey, if we want to do a good job, we need to have a physical location as well, and even sometimes channel our staff through it every once in a while to remember that we're still retailers, even though we're predominantly in the e-commerce realm. So what's it been like for you, who's managing an e-commerce world with actual physical locations, and how do you balance those two?
I think the two are so complementary to one another. So having a business that started as a bricks and mortar, well, actually started a farmer's market and then moved to having a location, a bricks and mortar location in Victoria. That's a place for experimentation. That's a place for trying new things and getting feedback from people in real time, immediately on the spot. It's a place where we have bean butchers, we have chefs, we have all the good things that that you need as a foundation for a really strong food business. And then moving to e-commerce was kind of a logical next step for the business. And that's how our company was really built, was out of the bricks and mortar location, then starting to ship on e-commerce and realizing there was a lot of demand out there, even more demand than the company at that time was able to supply. So That led to going public, the company's public, and that was to enable scale and really scale up operations and keep up with that demand. And that's the thing that's still ongoing now as we move from bricks and mortar and the shop experience supporting e-commerce. And as a marketer, it gives us a lot of content that we can share in terms of what's happening at the shop. And now wholesale or retail stores is a way to make it really easily accessible for people everywhere in the location that wherever they live. And that is a next phase in the growth. And we're just loving watching the support come from retailers and that list of locations where our products are available, just, you know, growing and growing.
And there's something almost assuring about, like, oh, I bought something, I can return it back online. But to know there's a physical location is just a nice option, right? It gives you that kind of peace of mind that you're not, like, you know, fly by the night company that just set up a Shopify one night and selling meat, right? It's like you're there for the long haul.
Yeah, that's so true. You know that we have a location. You know you're going to get the product.
Yeah.
You believe the product's real. And I know in direct to consumer and online, we all have that thought in terms of, is this legit?
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing that lots of people, they obviously see that we're legit.
Yeah.
And that there's a whole story and there's a real place behind this business.
So for you as an e-commerce director, what's your favorite like data points and stats that you love to maybe check in on like daily or weekly? Like, and then secondly, is that different than what you report to the owners or the shareholders as far as like data and stats? So what do you love and what do you have to, what do you always get asked to report on?
As an e-commerce marketer, I would say the list of data points is long.
So give me your top three. Your top
it's
three.
It's like it's easy to get excited about all of them, right? Yeah. But the ownership, the shareholders, everyone is focused on revenue, and so am I. That's key, right? That's an absolutely key one. But the other things that I'm really focused on is consumer acquisition cost.
Yeah.
That's a key metric that drives the health of your business and enables you to scale.
Yeah.
It's also a good signal in terms of your creative and is it connecting with people.
Yeah.
When it comes to your site, one of the things that feeds that is what's your conversion rate and are you converting the people who come onto your site? There's always work to be done in terms of optimizing that, giving people a great experience, making it easy to say, yes, I want to buy that.
Yeah.
And improving that. So those are a few that come to mind, but there are so many that really legitimately do matter.
Yeah.
And that's one of the fun parts about working in e-commerce is as someone who's been in marketing for a long time and doing e-commerce for less time, it takes a little bit longer to know whether things are connecting and really working in a lot of traditional marketing roles. Yeah. But in e-commerce, you get that feedback in real time and it allows you to just course correct so fast and get that feedback loop, which is some days great and some days tough,
Yeah. And then you're also, you've got this, call it uncontrollable piece, which is like the shipping, right? And when will it ship on time? And is the shipping right? Did it arrive nicely? Was the package damaged and all that stuff?
Yeah, you're right. And sometimes we talk about this and I view it as we run two businesses. We run a product business and we also run a service business. Yeah. And those two come together, but really we're offering two very different things at the same time, as is almost every direct to consumer business. And you're right, it's something that requires a lot of focus. And we're structured actually with consumer experience as part of the e-commerce team, part of the marketing team, for exactly that reason, because that is part of the brand experience when it comes to e-commerce. And it needs to be treated that way in our opinion.
It's awesome. Are you feeling ready for a rapid fire round?
Yeah, let's do it. You have fun rapid fire questions.
Yeah. And those that go to check out verygoodbutchers.com and you're in marketing, you're in advertising, you're feeling a little stressed, you want to get some extra health. Everyone and anyone gets 10% off their first order by subscribing. When you go to the site, they've got every other site, e-commerce, they've got a little pop-up, get your 10% off when you go to the site. And all the food. I they have a section which is the most popular. So you can get a big old box, a big box of plant-based meat for $99 that I'd recommend, or the Butcher Select Big Box for $97. So those would be the two that I would recommend. For those that are lactose intolerant, box of vegan cheese for $59, which all are great options. So Kyle, let's jump in. What was your first ever job?
My first ever job was a paper route, but I don't really count that as a job. It was like, that's the kind of thing that you just, I don't know, you do it as a kid. Mm-hmm. But my first real job was working as a dishwasher in the back of a great little breakfast restaurant.
That's awesome. And where city was that in?
It was in Belleville.
Belleville, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Night owl or early bird?
Called the Cozy Grill.
Okay, Cozy Grill. Perfect. Night owl or early bird?
Early bird for sure. Definitely an early bird. Yeah. Find that that's a good time to get clarity.
Yeah.
And I know life hacks is one of your questions you like to ask people, and I'd say I don't have any brilliant life hacks, but I think early bird is probably one of the things that definitely helps on that front.
That's awesome. Cat or dog person?
Dogs for sure. Yeah. Grew up with both of them.
Yeah.
And love them both, but probably dogs. Awesome.
First thing that you marketed?
First thing that I ever marketed was Lipton Sidekicks.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
Lipton great. Sidekicks. Perfect. And it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Dark or milk chocolate?
Milk chocolate. Right. For sure milk chocolate. Yeah. I don't know if I understand the dark chocolate crowd.
Yeah. It's a unique group. Favorite word right now?
Favorite word right now? Plant-based, maybe?
Yeah.
It's just, it's a big part of my life these days.
It's great. What's the last charity that you supported financially or with your time, and why?
Last charity that I supported financially was the Cancer Society, yep. And Very Good Food Co. had a Ride to Conquer Cancer team, and so supported it both on both sides with time, a few laps of Stanley Park, and a bit financially.
Cool. What's a movie that you just love and can watch over and over and over again?
Good Will Hunting
is
a movie that just, even though it's old, never gets old.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Favorite song or album on repeat right now?
Oh, man. I don't know if I have a favorite song on repeat right now.
That's all right.
I'm going to take a pass on that one.
And if you weren't doing this job, what would you be doing with your life?
If I wasn't doing this job, I think... And I didn't have to worry about the income side of the job. I think I'd probably go back to what I did when I was in high school and teach skiing or snowboarding or something.
Awesome.
That would be so much fun. Maybe teach kids. That would be like the ultimate.
Awesome. What is an app on your phone you just can't live without?
Gaia, which is a navigating app, and sometimes out in the mountains you literally can't live without it.
Favorite children's book?
Favorite children's book? We have a 2.5-year-old, mm-hmm. so it tends to change for him from time to time, but one that has been solid all the way through is Little Blue Truck. Is like his favorite.
Perfect. Best thing you ever bought for under $10?
Best thing ever for under $10 is probably a phone case.
Yeah, great. Great choice. What's the most important thing you ever changed your mind about?
University degree. I started university in one program, mm-hmm. and halfway through my first year, changed my mind, and I was fortunate enough to be able to act on that and make a change, and that led me to everything that's kind of happened career-wise since then.
Amazing. Business or marketing book that you'd recommend?
I would recommend from a business standpoint, as a business leadership book, there's a book called Future Engage Deliver, which is just the most dead simple leadership philosophy and approach that is so easy to apply. From a marketing standpoint, there's a book called Contagious. That's kind of popular right now.
And that's Jonah, right? Jonah Berger?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great one.
Yeah.
He's been on the show. He was great. It's incredible.
Oh, really? He was on the show. Okay. Well, there you go. You know all about it.
Jonah's
I think just does a great job breaking down when I think about social, often think, why should I care? Why should I share?
Yeah.
That's the question. And he breaks that down and kind of expands on it really nicely.
It's awesome. Podcasts that you'd recommend?
so many good podcasts. This podcast, and I'm also a fan of the Rich Roll podcast, yes. And have been for quite some time.
Yeah, that's awesome. And a newsletter or website that you could recommend for resources inspiration?
So many good ones. In the natural food space, I think there's a newsletter, Nosh, that put out some great updates and industry trends and news. Those guys have it dialed.
Yeah, it's awesome. And when you think of like the new economy we're in, right, with kind of all this new collar employment and, you know, all these people looking for jobs, what sort of skills do you look for when you hire people? Like, you know, tools that they know or kind of soft skills that they have? What would you say that you're excited about when you hire someone?
Yeah, when hiring, a couple of things are really key from my perspective, and skills actually doesn't tend to be the first one. I tend to look for leadership potential. So someone who really has an owner's mentality, I believe, can wear a lot of hats and learn a lot of skills. Yeah. And then someone who's a collaborative person and going to be a great team member, connect with people and be able to work things through. Because no matter what business role you're in, you're going to come up against challenges, and people who can connect with others and overcome those challenges together are just the best people to have in any team. And it's a key for creating a great culture. And then role by role, skills obviously are important, but that just, it depends so much on the role. And I'd take leadership and style and capability to learn over skills any day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, question, there's a lot of like days of the year calendar and special days. Is there a plant-based food day or multiple throughout the year on those many calendars?
There isn't, but I think in later this year there's going to be a plant-based food week.
Okay,
that will be happening in March. So that's something to watch out for.
Okay. We love Silver Hills Bakery, incredible vegan bread. Get it at Costco; it's amazing. Mm-hmm. That would be a great week to pick up some Silver Hills bread, get some amazing plant-based meat from the very good butchers, and you know, take a week-long challenge and see if you can go plant-based for a week.
That sounds like a good idea.
It's a good idea. Get some almond milk. Get some little almond. You know, there throughout the week. Yeah, well, yeah, it's great. Lots of options.
Just keep exploring.
Yeah, keep exploring.
Keep exploring. Yeah, it's a good week to try something different. Good week to challenge yourself and probably be surprised by how great the experience is.
Yeah, you might try the week and think, wow, I feel amazing. I'm gonna keep this going. So,
it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Definitely heard that lots of times.
That's great. Well, Kyle, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for the chance, and thanks for the chat, Darian. Have a great afternoon.
Awesome. This is Kyle from the Very Good Butchers, amongst many other cheese, the Very Good Company. Check them out online. We'll put the links in the show notes. And thank you for joining us this week on Marketing News Canada, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.